Hi, I'm Dave Wolford, and you're listening to Driving the Future, the official podcast from Continental Express. Each month, I get joined by fellow drivers, operations staff, shop personnel, and we get to share stories and tips on all things about truck driving. Hi, I'm Dave Wolford here. We're kicking off another podcast, and today I'm joined with driver and recruiter Chris Saunders. Chris is a Class A driver. He's been doing it for over 25 years. His career's mostly been hauling livestock, but in addition to part-time driving at Continental Express, he's gotten into recruiting here in Sydney at the Sydney Terminal. So we're going to discuss some of the points that we consider before looking into your next job. Some of the things that you want to consider before switching jobs, and some of the possible negative consequences of job hopping. You've hauled livestock, you drove part-time, you're now in recruiting. There for a little bit, you were doing some job hopping.
It's sad to say, but on one hand, but it's kind of good on the other hand. This is the longest job I've had in 27 years of driving truck. This is the longest I've been anywhere. And come June will be 5 years. So I'm glad it's been 5 years, but I've learned a valuable lesson too, you know, from the shiny objects, you know, that most guys see to what I've come to now. So,
wow. So 5 years this June.
Yeah. I think it'd be the end of June or 1st of July, something like that.
Okay. And that's 5 years. Now, are you driving part-time and recruiting,
or did
you
drive part-time? My first 2 years, I was full-time driver, and then March of this year will be 3 years in recruiting, and then I'd still drive part-time on the weekends and stuff like that.
Okay, so
I need help.
So I wouldn't consider that so much job hopping as you're staying with the same company. You're doing stepping stones. You're building up a career.
I job hop. Before I came to Continental. There was a couple companies, you know, I might have worked for twice, you know, or three times or something. Because you go somewhere and then it just doesn't work out and it's not what they say. Yeah. And then you come back and you realize you made a mistake. So you go back and then, but, you know, looking back on it, you can kind of say like, oh man, you know, I wish I would have known all that stuff before.
Yeah.
So honestly, my whole goal is to, if I can help a driver, you know, not make some of the mistakes I've made, then we're good.
Yeah, and I've noticed, I've been driving for 20 years. I'm not a job hopper. I'm going on 19 years.
I know. You're the guy we all look for as a recruiter.
So, you know, but I've known over the years a lot of guys who've left and came back. I know a couple guys that left and came back 5 and 6 times to Continental, and and then 2 months later, that shiny object. Oh my gosh! Hey, these guys are going to pay me really good. I'm out of here. And
we get emotional too. So it's I tell them all in orientation. It's like I give them my personal cell phone too, and that's probably something that a lot of companies don't do.
Even have his personal cell phone number, guys. So.
Well, you were already here before I started, so sorry. If you want it, I'll give it to you at the end of the day. So if you ever have any problems, just give me a call. I'll fix it for you.
All right.
That's great. But I do. I put myself out there. And because we make, as humans, we make emotional decisions. And if you get angry or upset, you're going to make a rational decision that you didn't think through. And I want brand new drivers to call me. I want them to get a hold of me. So that way, at least it gives me a chance to try to fix things, or, you know, I want them to stay. I don't want them to quit. So I know this is a great company, and we're not perfect by any means, but there's way more good here than there is bad. So I just put myself out there for them.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the things, I run into new drivers, and drivers have just been with a few months, 6 months, a year. And one of the things I always tell them is, not every day is a good day at work.
Right. Some days you have to encourage yourself to keep going.
There's a reason you're getting a paycheck every week is because you wouldn't do this for free. But this is a family ran, family generated company. And all the way from up to the top, all the way to Russ, all the way down, there is just droves of people here who care about you, care about your safety, care about your job, care about your family.
Well, and the longer you're here, the more we care.
Yeah, the more they get to know you, the more they get, you know, you feel like their family as well. And sure. And this is a really good, strong company. Now, I've been here 19 years. I don't agree with all the decisions that are made. I don't agree with all the rules and things that, you know, from time to time. But, you know, that's why I also tell everybody I'm worried about one paycheck a week.
You know,
Russ is worried about 1,000 paychecks a week, but he's also got to worry about them next year and the year after that. I don't get to see the big picture, you know, and as a driver, that's really hard to see sometimes is you get a bad load, or you're having a bad week, or your truck broke down and you're in the shop, and then you got a really bad load in the middle of the week and you don't have a whole lot of miles yet, and you're stuck at a truck stop and you're just sitting there and you're just, you know, it was supposed to be a drop and hook and it's not, and now you're waiting for the load and you're just really frustrated and mad, and like you said, it gets emotional. There's got to be something better than this. I'm tired of this. And then they start looking through their phone.
You find a nice little golden sweet spot, or the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then you start all over.
Yeah.
You didn't gain anything. You went backwards. So you're taking two steps forward and three steps back.
Exactly.
Every time you switch jobs, that's what happened. At least from my experience, that's exactly what happened. I always looked for the better. And I always wanted to better myself. Mm-hmm. But if you sit back and really look at it, it was I took two steps forward, three steps back. Every time I switched jobs, I was losing ground. So, seriously, in the 5 years that I've been here, I've moved so much further ahead than I did. I wish I would have done it 27 years ago, really. The funny thing is about 20 years ago, I tried to get a job here, but I didn't have enough experience. So, just saying.
There you go.
I had my chance back then, but I just wasn't experienced enough. So.
Well, I mean, just being with Continental over the years, one of the things I've noticed is we've always seemed to be at the upper edge of the pay scale. They've been really good at watching the industry standards, watching the inflation, watching how things are growing, tracking the industry levels. And we're not always at the top, but we're never at the bottom. As soon as it starts getting up there, boom, we get a raise. Boom, I've gotten 5 rate increases in the last 3 years.
Every year that I've been here, the drivers have all gotten some kind of a pay increase.
Yeah, so Continental keeps you at the top of the pay scale, whatever that pay scale is within the industry.
Well, here's the thing. It's not only – now I'm talking from a driver aspect here and a recruiter aspect. So, like, our pay is so much per mile.
Yeah.
But on our ads. And then you see another company that has a higher – 10 cents higher pay scale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what – most guys don't see or understand, they're looking at that pay, that cents per mile, and that's what they're chasing, the cents per mile.
Yeah.
But what they don't look at is at the end of the year, how much did you really make? Like, our drivers are making $30,000 plus more per year than other companies. So that's nobody seems to look, like you said, the big picture, the long distance. Like, if you look at the year, how much am I going to make per year here? That's the big thing. That's what we need to focus on. Now it seems like everybody's focused on this cents per mile or short term goal, and it's like what they don't realize is, I've talked to many guys that are making 65, 70 cents a mile, but they're only bringing home $1,000 a week or less.
Because they're only getting like 1,200 miles a week or 1,500 miles
exactly.
a week. Hey, I would make 75 cents a mile, but if a load's late, for any reason, whether I had any, you know, now it drops down to 60 cents a mile. And if something else happens, then it drops. And they've got these little indicators in there where they'll advertise they'll pay you this much, but in reality, right, you're not really going to get that much. Or I've ran into some that say, hey, we'll pay you 85 cents a mile, but your driving cents per mile is only like 60 cents a mile. The rest is detention pay, layover pay, breakdown pay, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I've actually talked to you, not you, but recruiters at other companies, and I'm going, well, wait a minute, you can't have a run where you have breakdown pay, layover pay, detention pay, intermittent weather pay, all in one load. So you can't make that cents per mile. And they're like, well, yeah, if you add all that up, it equals that amount. I'm like, on paper, yeah, we can all sit down and do math. But
if you add in all of our accessorial pay and take a driver at the end of the year and he drove so many miles and his total pay was a certain amount, then that cents per mile would obviously, it goes up. We might be paying you 58 cents a mile, but at the end of the year, if you look back at your total gross minus all the or divided by all the miles you ran, you probably made more like 70 cents, 80 cents a mile.
Because you got well, we got fuel bonus, you got annual bonus, we get multiple safety bonuses a year, which are very easy to get. And so we get those.
You're an expert at that.
Yeah. I'll take every penny I can get. You know, but you know, you get all that, it all adds up. But there's no hey, if this load's late, they give you a load that's, hey, it's got to be there in an hour, and you're 2 hours away. And sorry, you're the closest guy. We really need you to get this there. And then you show up late. They're not going to go, oh, sorry, we got to pay you 10 cents less a mile on that because you were late.
No, we don't do that. Thank goodness. We'd have a lot less drivers.
But you also, like I said, you also can't have, like, detention pay, layover pay, breakdown pay, you name it, all on the same load at the same time. You can't be broke down and be on detention and be on layover.
You're not going to get any miles.
Yeah, so I've talked to some of these recruiters, and they're telling me this.
Right.
You know, and everything's pie in the sky because, you know, I've spent a bunch of time calling recruiters in other companies and breaking down their pay and breaking down. And you got to worry about your 401k. You go over with benefits, vacation, all that stuff. And you would believe there's a lot of fluff out there.
Talked to some drivers from the recruiting side aspect. We talk about 401k. There's not many people talk about 401k. I wish there was a way more drivers that would talk about 401k. But just from the conversations I've had, we pay more of a percentage of their pay than a lot of these other companies do.
Well, and then, like I said, let's say you job hop. Well, now you got to wait till the end of the year to join the 401k. Now there's a whole, you know, 6 months, 9 months, whatever, before you get into that you're not putting into a 401k. Yeah.
Well,
20, 30 years down the road, that 9 months, 6 months, whatever, where you weren't in the 401k because you left a company and went to another company,
Here's a side you're probably not aware of. If you're job hopping, you're not in no 401k.
You're not in a 401k.
And you're not thinking about 401k.
You're not thinking about retirement.
You're just thinking about how can I get my next job to get my next paycheck for the next Friday. Yep. That's what you kind of think about. And that's all that you're focused on. So, but what I didn't realize all the money I lost by not staying somewhere.
You lose
a lot of money. Free money. That's 5% of my income getting added every single year that I never got before.
Yeah.
So, and it's free. All I had to do was just stick around, you know, and I get it. So,
Let's talk about some of the other things you lose when you job hop, when the grass is always greener somewhere else. Because let's just face it, in this industry, like you said, it's not perfect.
Right.
But you're picking up a load, you're delivering a load. It doesn't matter if you work for this truck company. It's all basically the same. Like I said, I've called dozens of companies over the years and talked to them. And the one thing that, I mean, and this is no joke, the one thing I have come across is at any given point, had I went, you know what? I like that company. I'm going to go drive them. It would have been a pay cut from what I was making at the time.
Right.
And I'm going, I have yet to call a company where I could do what I want to do, do this job, where it wouldn't have been a pay cut. Now, there were ones that were worth pay cuts.
Right, right.
But it's over the road. You're gone for 2 weeks at a time or 3 weeks at a time. Or, okay, I'm giving up home time to make an extra $50 a week, $100 a week.
Right,
you know.
It's the sacrifice.
The sacrifice.
And I'm going, what is it worth?
Oh, no. Yeah. And I'm, but you lose, like you said, on your 401k, you lose benefits.
Vacation pay, everything.
Vacation, like I got 3 weeks paid vacation. I go to another company, I may have to work for a year just to get 1 week,
Well, and the, because it's right on top of my head, like our OTR drivers get 4 weeks paid vacation right out the gate. Yeah. Well, and they have a progressive pay for the weeks of vacation. So the longer you're here, the more you make. Well, if you're at the top of that pay scale and then all of a sudden you just quit and go somewhere else, you just lost all that gain.
All that buildup.
And you're going to have to go work somewhere else for a long period of time to gain it back up. So you're just like, like I said earlier, you're constantly, it's just this vicious circle, basically, that you're trapped in. And then once you just stick it out and you find, when I came here, I had two main things that I wanted. One was it had to be family oriented. Mm-hmm. Two was I didn't want them to stop me from making money. So I didn't want somebody capping me saying, you can only work this many hours. Or as long as it was legal, I didn't want somebody stopping me from making money. And I mean, I'm a perfect testament to I work here in the office. And then when I want to work extra, I'm considered a part-time driver on the weekends. Yeah. So I can go make extra money if I want. Yeah. It's extra. It's not, they're not saying, you're doing it for free. No, it's like they pay you to do the extra work.
Yeah.
And I've never had that anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I run from Streetsboro, Ohio, down to Gaffney, Ohio, or Gaffney, South Carolina, sorry.
Right.
And back. In order for me to be here to do this, can you give me a run coming through? So they give me a run coming through and a run going back.
Right.
They're not going, hey, sorry, no, you ran your loads this week.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to work, they've got the work for you.
And you wouldn't have been able to do that if you hadn't been around here for a while and been a safe driver and gotten how many awards?
I don't know
a lot. Let's just say a lot.
I've gotten a lot of awards and a lot of recognition.
You deserve a pat on the back, so I'm just saying.
The next one I'm going for is $3 million. So that's still a few years away, but I'm working on it.
It'll be here quicker before you know it'll be here.
Yeah.
So and then we'll be celebrating that time too, which is great, I think.
So and that's the one thing. That's one of the biggest things about not job hopping, since you brought it up, is all the accolades. You've been here a year, you've been here 2 years, you're coming on 5 years.
Yeah.
You know what? In 5 years, at your five-year anniversary, you get a special gift. You get a special thing at your 10-year, at your 15-year.
Right, yeah.
I'll hit 20 years in 2024, I'll get a 20-year thing. But you're not going to see that kind of stuff, and you're not going to know about it or know what it is.
If
you work here for 6 months and then leave and then go somewhere else, you're not going to build up those safe miles, those long-term awards that are very lucrative, very beneficial. You're not going to build up the standing inside the company.
Right,
When you come in as a...
What'd you get for your 2 million mile safe reward?
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
I
got a. normally, if you get a million, they give you like a $500 check or something like that, and a free vacation, like a cruise to the Bahamas or a week in Las Vegas.
See?
Something like that. It's big. You get a plaque, and then you get some other things.
Right.
You get a sticker for your truck. And $2 million, you get the same thing, but you get more money.
Right.
$3 million's probably, you get a little bit more. It goes up incremental.
Right.
Like I said, the longer you're here, the more you're standing, the more benefits, the more royalties, I guess you could call it, well, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. But you're never going to get
a trip to the Bahamas is nothing to cry about. I'll go. If you don't want to, I'll take it.
You know what? For when I got my first million, that's what we did. We went to the Bahamas. First time I'd ever been in an airplane.
First time
I'd ever been on a cruise ship. You know,
they're great, aren't they?
I told my wife, I said, I don't care if we have fun in the Bahamas or not. I'm going to have fun on the plane. I'm going to have fun on the ship. I can have fun. You know, this whole thing is a new experience for me all the way around. Yeah. So yeah, we had a blast. It was amazing.
That was a lot of fun.
We got to swim with the dolphins, so that was really cool.
None of that would have been possible if you would have stayed here.
Yep, and they put me up for the OTA again, so I got nominated for the four years running now, for Driver of the Year through the Ohio Trucking Association.
That's great.
I would not be anywhere close to that.
Right, yeah.
And I got, had if you move around and job hop, and then on the negative side, just psychology being what it is, if every time you feel like you're hitting a brick wall with a company, you're ready to jump ship. Maybe you're here 3 years, 4 years, and you're getting close to some of those long-term goals.
Right.
And then for whatever reason, you just, no, I'm going to go drive for this other company. Then you're with them for a year, and then you hit that same brick wall. Now it's easier to just keep jumping instead of working through it and fighting through it and being better on the other side of it. Your knee-jerk reaction is to jump and run. It's just easier to keep jumping and running and jumping and running. I couldn't tell you over the years how many guys I've run into at truck stops. They see the sticker on the side of my truck, 2 million miles, and the 18 years safe driver sticker. You know, that stuff stands out. People,
sure does.
Especially if you're a long-term driver, people see that. Oh, how long have you been driving? Well, almost 20 years. Oh, wow.
Right.
I've been out here 35 years. But then, you talk to them and they've had 12 driving jobs or 15 different, we work with 15, 20 different companies.
Yeah.
You know, so you're always starting over. You're always starting. I mean, I could go drive for another company, which I'm not going to, just hypothetical.
I think Russ would have other plans.
But I could go drive for another company, and guess what? My 18, 19 years here
would be worthless.
Not so much worthless, but I would just be Dave, driver, brand new driver, day number one at the next company. I don't have any standing.
Well, it'd be worthless to them because I want drivers with 18 years experience and been with one job. I would love to have somebody like that. But the thing of it is me or any other recruiter, I can't compete to what, like, I can't bring a brand new driver in making what you make right now.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So it's.
And yet, if you keep job hopping because the grass always seems greener, you're never going to make what I'm making right now or what you could be making right now.
You'll just get frustrated.
You're always going to be starting over at the bottom rate of pay. Or some companies are saying, hey, we pay for experience, but how do they base your experience? What do they base your experience on?
Right. If you've had 20 jobs in the last 5 years,
you got more experience job hopping than you got driving.
Right.
You know. So, right. I mean, on that note, let's.
It's serious. You probably lost a whole year of switching jobs where you didn't work.
You've got more experience starting over than you do working. So,
you're a professional jumper.
You know, when you come up to a new driver that's coming in, or you get somebody calling in to say, hey, Chris. Man, I'm looking over this flashy new ad here. It looks like you guys got a great company. I want to come drive for you. And you go through the stuff with them and find out, oh, crap, this guy's had 12 jobs in the last 3 years. What?
I just tell them.
Yeah. What?
They need to stick out somewhere before. If they can stick out a year or two with a company, then call me back.
Is that the criteria that we go?
Well, we don't necessarily have a written criteria. It's on a case by case basis. But if you've been at 12 jobs in the last 3 years, I know you're not going to stay with me. So why? I'm not going to waste my time with you.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time.
It's a whole different conversation with the recruiter
because
at that point.
When I, like, let's say you're a new driver. When I interact with you, I want to find out what it is that you want. And then I'm going to find the position that fits most of your check marks. And then that's what I want you. I'm going to give you the one that you want. I'm not going to try to force fit you into something that you don't want, because the bottom line, you're going to quit.
You're
not going to be happy. You're not going to support your family like you want to. So my main thing is because I know I've been there. So it's like, I want to do what most drivers want. They just want somebody honest and don't lie.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. You be honest with me. I'm going to be honest with you. And then I'm just going to lay out all the goods, the bads of the position. Mm-hmm. And then if you like them, I know for a fact that when you come in these doors and do orientation, you get in a truck and drive, that you're going to like what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's because I've told you everything. There might be some little things here and there that might happen, but because it's the trucking industry. For instance, I tell like a lot of drivers, this industry is like the old grandfather clocks, right? It's got a million moving parts inside there just to tell time. When one little tiny gear stops, the whole clock stops.
The whole clock stops. Yep.
So it's the same way. If you come in like for a local position, you call off. You didn't just affect me because you called off. You affected the whole company.
Yeah.
Because now the next driver that has to make up for your load, and then they had to move this driver from that load to this load.
Yep.
It affects so many things.
And if they can't get somebody on that load quick enough, now it's late. Now it affects the customer. Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yeah. And if you have experience of jumping jobs, chances are you're probably going to leave me on a load. I don't want to deal with that. Yep. I just don't want to.
Yep. Well, and one of the things, like I said, one of the things I've talked to drivers over the years, and I've talked to many of them that's got long-term driving records, but multiple companies they've worked for, and it always strikes me, if you really listen to them, they quit one job for whatever reason, and they went to another job. Oh, that one didn't work out, and they go to another job. And it's almost the same reason every time. And at some point I go, did you not want to be a truck driver when you grew up? Because the reason your job hopping is not a company-related problem. It's a industry-related. It's part of truck driving. It's not this company did this, so darn them, and all the rest of them don't do that. And no, the problem is industry-wide. You're not mad at that company. You're mad at the industry.
Well, that goes for any industry, really.
Yeah.
I had my pastor one time told me, this not really relates, but kind of, people that like go jump churches, right? Church hoppers. So it's kind of the same thing. Is a lot of times he goes, it's not really the church or the people. It's they take their problems with them. So it's the same problem no matter where you go. It's the same thing in this industry.
Yeah.
Most guys have a problem or an issue, and they just take the problem with them. Mm-hmm. They didn't solve or fix anything. They just took it with them.
Yeah.
So
and then it becomes baggage that they just carry along.
Well, and I think that's where we're just different. I think as a company, I think we work really hard at trying to change their mindset. Stop thinking week to week. Start thinking year to year.
Year to year.
You know, or like in five years, 10 years, stuff like that. And
yeah, I mean, I literally going along with that. I mean, cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
But going with that, don't think paycheck to paycheck, week to week. I used to think like that. I used to have to think like that when I was in debt and stuff. And every paycheck needed to be. It was already spent before I made it.
Right.
But growing with this company, staying with this company, doing the things I've done with this company, and them allowing me, giving me the leeway to do, I've worked myself out of debt. I've almost got my house paid off. Now I'm in that mindset where, I was actually talking to Colleen, my wife, just a few weeks ago, and we were going, you remember when we used to, worry about every single paycheck every week, and oh my gosh, she gets paid by the hour. Oh no, you're sick, you have to call off. Oh, how are we going to pay this? Well, staying with the company, growing with the company, and expanding what we're doing, expanding my finances, now I'm not worried about next paycheck. You know what?
Right, yeah.
I'm looking at next month and the month after that and next year. I've got myself set up because I've stayed with the company and grew and getting the benefits of it. I'm no longer there. I'm out of debt.
Right.
Now I'm
consistency going, pays off.
Yeah, the consistency of it over time. But like you said, you don't think week to week to week to week.
Right. You know,
I'm thinking, I was just talking to Mark, our human resource manager, and he was, you know, hey, when are you still paying off your house? I'm, yeah, I've got it earmarked for about this time next year. I'm already projecting that far ahead. You know,
yeah.
Where 10, 15 years ago, I could have never dreamed of doing that.
Yeah.
You know,
Thursday, you can't wait till Friday.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you're
running, and Saturday, it was gone.
Yeah. You're running home Friday and writing checks. And
yep.
And then by Saturday, it's like, well, we got $12 to buy groceries this week.
Right.
Oh, you need gas. You need gas in the car? What? You know, yeah. But yeah, like,
there's a lot to say about sticking around. That's for sure.
And the one thing that's, you know, we've been so blessed with this company is it's so family oriented. I mean, they all know me, but they also know my wife Colleen. They know my kids.
Right.
They know what's going on in their lives. They know what's going on with Colleen. I mean, you know,
it's great.
I call in and ask her, hey, how's your wife doing? How's things going at her job? And,
right,
you
know, right.
Hey, I heard your kid bought a house last week. And I'm going, really? You heard it?
You've been talking to my wife or what?
well, no, but I mean, they're as invested in your family and your family's success.
It matters.
It matters. Yeah, they care. That's the one thing I love about this company is they want you to be safe. They want you to do a job, and it's hard work.
Well, I mean,
they care about you. They care about you getting home because they care about your family. They care about your well-being. They want you to succeed in life.
Well, yeah, because if you're not taking care of your family, you're not going to stick around here.
Exactly.
But
that's their mindset.
That's important. That's, yeah.
That's their mindset. They don't have that. They don't have that. You know, boardroom. You know, corporate attitude of you're just a number on our spreadsheet, and you just do this, and you get this much, and that's it, and we don't care as long as we want to see what we're getting for profit.
Listen, we are very. It's very family. The best thing it probably ever was when our owner let me bring my son with Down syndrome in here, and everybody pitched in, you know, and wore funky socks for Mark. So, and we've done that every year now since we started doing that. We've done it. It's only been 2 years, but we've been doing it every year, and the office all pitches in. And
I saw pictures of that on our website, and I didn't know that's
it matters.
It was from,
I went to with another driver. I went to Bicycles for Kids things over in Indiana with Gary Boyer.
Yeah.
He was involved with that, and we donated a trailer, and he drove over there, and I went over there with him, and it's just it matters. You know, it's nice to know that you're with a company that really cares about the little things.
It
makes a big difference.
So, but yeah, I mean, anything in closing as far as you know, job hopping or not job hopping? I mean, if I came to you as a driver and I said, "Man, I'm thinking about leaving. I've already this will be my fourth job, you know, in the last 5 years." Or what would you say?
First thing I look at is your job history, and but I don't take. Going backwards, kind of like, I don't look at the big picture as far as how many jobs you've had in the last 10 years. I look at the last 3 years. What have you been doing in the last 3 years? That's going to tell me, like, if you went through a company and you were only there a month and you left, then that tells me that was probably the company that lied, because that happens. Yeah, a lot of companies lie. It is what it is. And you can't change that.
You don't see the fluff until you get a couple paychecks and they don't add up, and you're going, wait a minute.
But if you've been there 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and you left, that's more than likely it's a habitual problem. Yeah. And we want guys to stay. There will be more money in your pocket if we have less turnover than we do more turnover. So my goal, I want you to stay. I want you to be long-term. I want you to make more money. I want you to succeed. I want you to do all those things because I know what it's like not to. And it's a constant battle, and I don't want that. So that's the biggest thing. I would rather see guys want to stay.
I would like to see – I love seeing the million mile drivers. I love celebrating their million miles with them. Yeah. 2 million miles. I'd love to see more and more of these guys coming in new in the industry, getting to those milestones.
You know what's even better? It's like when you come into the office and you see, like you this morning, we're out here and like I'm like, hey Dave, it's nice to see drivers that's been here for a long time because you're part of the family. I love that, and we get them all the time. You know, it's when they come inside, it's just nice to be able to connect, and I miss that because the old days, drivers used to, there was a lot more driver camaraderie, and you kind of get that feeling here.
I could be gone for 3 months and come back, and everyone's like, hey Dave, how you doing?
I haven't seen you since we did the first podcast, so how long ago was that? Yeah. That has been a long time.
The other thing I wanted, one of the things I wanted to bring up too, and it's probably with other companies, but one of the things I really like about this company that I'm personally involved in, and like I said, I'm sure it's with other companies, is you got a problem. You're out there in the middle of the night. You got an issue going on. You're scared. You don't know what to do. You're upset. You got a phone call. You got a phone. Yeah. You can call another driver. You can call night dispatch. You can call, I've told them all, hey, if you get a driver that's got a problem that I can help with, I don't care what time it is, call me.
I do the same thing because I don't ever want them to feel like they're on an island.
Yeah, but you've got a chain of command from your dispatcher to the lead dispatcher to the terminal manager to the recruiters to the safety department, human resources, all the way up.
Right, yeah.
You even have Russ's phone number if you need it. And I have called him in the middle of the night on a Sunday at 2 a.m. He answers the phone, hey, Dave, is everything okay? What do you need?
I've never seen somebody that works so hard, that works harder than everybody else here. Yeah. I mean, he'll pour concrete.
That's the owner of the company.
It shows.
And you can call him and, hey, I got a problem, and he will help you out.
Yeah.
So no matter how upset you are, no matter how scared you get, no matter what you're going through, you've got people all the way up the ladder. Yeah. And the higher you go up, the more they want to see you succeed, the more they want to help you. They don't want you out there mad. They don't want you. They want your head in the game. They want you thinking about being safe and driving and doing the job.
Right, yeah.
But they are willing to, put themselves out to let you know, hey, no, what's your problem? Let's talk through it. What's going on? What can we do to help? Okay, you're upset. Let's calm down. Let's think this through.
Right.
And they really will try to work through the issues. And if they can help and fix it, they will. If it is something that Continental's not doing right for them, they'll do what they have to do to make sure it doesn't And I love that about this company. I mean, they bend over backwards to try to keep the drivers and keep them happy and keep them moving. I guess I would say
if you take this industry seriously and you want to succeed, you need to stick it out somewhere. And if you want to make more money than you've ever been, you need to. Longevity is key.
Yeah, longevity is key. If you keep starting over, you might have 20 years of driving experience, but you're at the bottom rate of pay in a company you've only been with
for over for 20 years.
And nobody knows you, and nobody knows who you are, and you've got no standing in the company. Yeah, so, that would be my closing thoughts before you decide to move and job hop or jump from job to job, look at the big picture, and, you know, finances, benefits, vacations, standing in the company, long-term goals. Every time you job hop, when you think the grass is greener, and believe me, it is not always greener. And a lot of times, it's a less green. But that's, I mean, that's where you're going to fall short. If you don't put in the longevity, you're going to constantly keep starting over. And 20 years down the road, you're going to be so much further behind, employment-wise, financial-wise, benefits-wise, all that stuff. It really pays to stick it out with your company, fight through the bad days, fight through the problems, try to be a solution instead of a problem.
Well, there's too many good days.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, there's too many good things out there to
there is.
You just got to put one foot in front of the other, keep going forward, and expect those good days. Expect that good safety. Expect delivering on time. Expect that nice paycheck. Just got to expect it and then go
and
for
look
it.
Forward to it. And you know, I mean, you work at a factory, you work at a grocery store, you work anywhere, you're going to have a bad day at work. You're going to have a bad week at work. You're going to have parts of your job you don't like to do. It doesn't matter where you work. The key is to fight through those days, stick it out. And who knows, down the road, after you've gotten enough time in, maybe you see that problem and go, hey, I want to be a solution to that. And maybe you'll be able to have a voice.
Well, I found out if you focus on the good, the problems tend to fall away and you don't have problems anymore. If you focus on the good, the problems won't be there.
Yeah.
Your attention is where you focus. So if you're focusing all the good stuff, those bad things typically just fall away.
They're there, but they solve themselves.
Exactly. You're focused on the good.
Yeah.
So
how many times in your life have you ran up and smacked a mountain and went, oh, crap.
But
6 months, a year later, you look back and go, oh my gosh, remember when we thought that was a really big problem?
Yeah, it wasn't such a problem. Yeah,
no.
Very much so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would just say, look for the good days, focus on the positive, and longevity in employment is key to success in the future. In so many ways, in so many aspects, as we've talked about, that would be my closing thoughts on it. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Nope. Just give me a call. Continental Express.
There you go.
Talk to me.
I like that.
My name's Chris.
I bet the phones are already ringing.
They probably are. I'm missing out right now.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And be sure to subscribe to Driving the Future. That's our podcast. To make sure if you subscribe to it and follow us, you will never miss an episode. There'll be more to come.